Here we have Dr. Mark Gregory from RMIT in privacy issue and the internet. So at this moment, Facebook scandal is still a big issue, as there's news claim that Facebook also admits that more than 300,000 of Australian Facebook users might also get involved with the Cambridge Analytica scandal as well. So how should Australians protect themselves from this problem?
Well, there's been two suggestions made by quite a few people recently. And the first suggestion is to not use Facebook. But for many people, that's not a practical solution, because people use Facebook to communicate with their friends and family. So people need to think seriously about the information that they've put onto Facebook and how that information is being accessed. So from a user point of view, they need to make sure that the security settings suit their needs.
Do you think that's by doing that, it is enough to safeguard their safety or security when using this social media platform?
Well, when we're using social media, we should always carefully check the privacy and security settings for any social media application to ensure that the information that we put on there is only made available to those people that we want it to be made available to. Of course, the problem with Cambridge Analytica is different, because this information was taken through a program that involved Facebook itself, and so this is a completely different problem, and we would hope that the Australian government works to ensure that the legislation protects Australian users from companies that don't adequately ensure that individual users' privacy and security is maintained.
At the moment, Federal Privacy Commissioner has already indicated that he will investigate or look into this issue as well. Is there any updates yet?
Well, we're still waiting for the Privacy Commissioner to give us an outcome of the investigation. However, we do hope that if the Privacy Commissioner finds that Facebook hasn't adequately ensured the privacy and security of Australian user information, that the Privacy Commissioner takes full action under the law against Facebook. This is really not the first time that these problems have occurred. So therefore, what we would expect is the Privacy Commissioner to, to take action and to make sure that Facebook understands that they must comply with Australian law.
The Daily newspaper in UK also said that they're going to take the Facebook page to court, and some of the users might get some compensation. Is that true, that the Slate and Gordon law firm is taking this issue to their hands?
I think that in the United States and a few countries in Europe, we're likely to see class actions against Facebook over what's happened. But really, what we need is the government to put in place legislation that will allow the Privacy Commissioner to take companies to task when this type of thing happens. Now, look, we haven't really had Facebook give reasonable responses to what's happened. And what this demonstrates is that the large tech multinationals are treating national laws with very light attitude towards the way that they deal with governments. And so we need the Australian government and the Privacy Commissioner to step in and to ensure that Facebook understands that there will be harsh penalties for this breach with Cambridge Analytica, but also for future privacy breaches. The penalties need to be harsh, and they need to hold the companies, but not only the companies, they need to hold the directors to account for their actions.
There is allegation claims that Facebook page doesn't pay much attention to its user or consumer instead of paying much attention to its shareholders. And while its CEO has come out to apologize and admits that it needs to change, need to do much more better than the current situation. It's still under a lot of pressure from even the European Union, a lot of countries.
Well, yes, Facebook has not really, I think, taken the gravity of this situation to heart. I think Facebook believes that if they just let it go, then everything will quiet down and everything will be okay. This is when governments need to have legislation in place to permit organisations like the Australian Privacy Commissioner to actually step in and do an investigation. And if they find that companies have been lax with privacy and security or have been deliberately selling user information in a way that's not consistent with the legislation, then the Privacy Commissioner needs to have the powers to punish the companies and the directors of these companies, substantially. It's gone well past the time when companies, should be treated with a light touch. It's time for the government to actually step up and give the companies a bit of a hit on, where it's going to hurt, and that is with the profits and the revenues that the companies are making. So the legislation needs to reflect this.
But in January, Australian government has already tightened the Privacy Act, which claims that any company at all who breached the privacy or personal information will be punished accordingly. Do you think that act is enough to deal with this problem?
Well, we'll see in this particular case. I mean, potentially under the legislation, the penalty can be very high. But will the Privacy Commissioner and the government penalise Facebook adequately? I would suggest that any penalty which is a small or a minor penalty really doesn't solve the problem, because with the profit that Facebook makes, they will just simply look at the penalty as being a small cost. So what we should be seeing is the penalty matching what was done under the legislation. And so that penalty should be in a very large figure. And there's no doubt that Facebook is guilty, because this information is now well and truly into the public domain. So the penalty needs to match the privacy breach. And in this particular case, if you've got 300,000 users where their details have been released, well, then the penalty needs to match that.
So as an expert in this field, what would you like to suggest to the Australian government as well as general public?
Well, I believe that under the legislation, the penalty can be in the millions of dollars. I think that this is a perfect example of a situation where the penalty should be at the upper end of what's available to the government and the Privacy Commissioner. Facebook's been warned in the past. Facebook's had problems in the past. And what we've seen from Facebook has not been an adequate response to the problem. This has been a global problem, and it's been something that Facebook created. So therefore, the response needs to be the upper end of what's available to the Privacy Commissioner and the government.
Do you have any further perspective that we haven't touched on that you would like to add?
Well, I think that this is the first of what we're likely to see to be many of these data breaches or privacy and data breaches, where companies have instituted programs to manipulate and, if you like, monetize personal information. And so really the Privacy Commissioner needs to take action on every case that comes up, and the penalties need to be quite severe, because it's one thing to have a company hacked into, but it's another thing for the company itself to be incorrectly using personal data and to be monetising that personal data in a way that's not consistent with the legislation.
Thank you very much for your time and your insight, Dr. Mark Gregory from RMIT University.
Thank you.